Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome once again. Dale Moreau here, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques making network marketing work for you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining me here today. This is Podcast 11. Rapport is the oil in the engine, making everything run smoothly with a minimum amount of friction. You know, you can't make the prospecting and recruiting machine work for you without building rapport. And not just to build any rapport, but to build a good rapport. In fact, you've got to build a great rapport. Now, I don't know how you feel about building rapport, but to me, rapport is what makes the engines of recruiting and prospect run smoothly, reducing the friction between the prospect and you. In fact, prospects are naturally skeptical when approaching them. And it is our job in recruiting to break down the friction of skepticism between us and the prospect by saying just a few simple things. And you will never get past the prospect accepting the opportunity or products of network marketing without at first building rapport. And my rapport with the prospect actually builds bridges that we both can cross together. And the lack of it creates doubt and fear, making it harder for the prospect to believe us and our story. So the question is, what is rapport? Well, simply put, rapport is bypassing skepticism by influencing the prospect with genuine, honest trust. Now, what is the difference between the boss at a company with no respect by his employees and the top influencer in sales? Well, the boss may say the right things all the time and gives the perfect presentations at work, but the employees turn him off at every turn. Whereas the salesman starts with a 5 to 8 seconds of rapport directed at the prospect and wins respect from them as well as the sale. In other words, professionals know the sale is made before the prospect or the presentation begins. And if you don't believe me, let me show you this. Meeting you for the first time, I say this to you. Trust me. I am with the XYZ company. You know them. I am here to help. Now, what is your reaction just listening to me? Trust you? Who in the Sam Hill do you think you are? You would never trust me because you are suspicious of anyone who says, trust me, I am here to help. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, right. You'd be thinking, where's my wallet? And I'm being snookered by a sleazy salesman, and what's the catch? Well, so how do you build rapport? Well, if rapport is bypassing skepticism by influencing the prospect with trust, building rapport is bypassing skepticism by building trust with things that we agree upon. And the way to influence people and become rich in network marketing is to get our prospects believing the good things that we have going before our presentation. And the way to do that is find the things that we have in common. Now, the rule of human nature is this. We like people who are like us. In other words, we like people of the same religion, the same political views, the same wants and needs as the other person with the same wants and needs. And the old adage goes, birds of a feather flock together. From finding the things that we agree upon, we build rapport. And professionals do this all the time. They create trust, belief, influence, and rapport before they start their presentation by finding the things that they both have in common. And building rapport upon the things we agree removes any skepticism and doubt in the mind of the prospect. In fact, once you build rapport, they will no longer be thinking, uh-oh, sales alarm, or this is too good to be true, or negativity from bad past experiences, or distrust of strangers, and what's the catch? In fact, bad feelings and thoughts vanish, such as I'm broke and I have no money to join or buy. Well, I need to talk it over with my loved one. Let me get back to you later. No way can I see myself doing this, or one of the classic is, time is something I can't afford putting into this thing. Well, hearing those statements from prospects tell us that we did not establish rapport. We squandered rapport and left the prospect actually gagging on our words. And that brings me to the third point of today's podcast. We learned the meaning of rapport, and we learned by building upon the things we have in common, we create rapport. So what are the things that we can talk about to prospects that are in common with us both and build instant rapport? Well, let me give you an example. You're in a wellness network marketing company, and you just come off from the day prospecting Judy. Now, hopefully you are prospecting more than one individual, but time's being short for you. You just only prospect Judy. Well, the short of it is, Judy puts up internal programs, and those internal programs are agendas in her mind which says, I can trust this person because he thinks like me. He sees the world through the same lens that I see it. This guy is okay in my book. Well, conversations with Judy about things we agree upon could be something along these lines. Let's say you're from Seattle and she's from another part of the state, or you're from Texas and she's from another part of the state. You can say, well, I'm from Texas. Where are you from? Judy says, well, I'm from Seattle. I say, really? We are practically neighbors. Now, that's a slight exaggeration, but you get the point. At this point, Judy trusts me because we agree upon the fact that we are neighbors. And with a little digging, I find out that she is of the same ethnic background, that we love pizza, and that we like old movies. These are things that we can agree upon. So how does that translate into network marketing? Well, this is the single step to rapport. Find the things that our network marketing company and its products and services do agree with our prospects. Now, if you're promoting the business opportunity, think of what it is in our opportunity that we can agree upon together as human beings. Well, can't we agree that jobs take away from our family life? Can't we agree that 4 paychecks are better than 2? How about the economy sucks for most of us while the rest are getting rich? Being your own boss gives us freedom while a job ties us down. Choosing your own work hours is better than working 9 to 5. And a fun day at the beach is better than a day at work. Now, if you're in the wellness product business, try this. Growing old can be painful. Arthritis hurts. We all like to look young. In fact, health doesn't come in a prescription bottle. Everybody needs more energy, and we all got to eat. Now, one more. Let's say you're in skincare, and I'll just throw this out. We all don't like wrinkles. We never want our face looking older than we are. In fact, age spots don't have to happen. And too much sun on the skin is not good for us. With opening statements like these, the prospect will think, wow, you speak my language. I can listen to you. We have something in common. Now, did you find yourself in agreement to the things that I said by nodding your head? I hope that you did, because if you did, I have built rapport. Now, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about building rapport, And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire. Email me at dale@dalemoreau.net. And this is Dale Moreau, your host, with food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off, hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.